Okay, today in Cities and Politics, we're going to cover some of the stuff that's already been happening. Let's see here. To start off with, we had a $1.9 trillion stimulus bill proposed by President Biden. It has taken several months for them to iron it out and put it into more definitive text for them to properly distribute the money like they want to. And in this stimulus package, it gives a $1,400 stimulus check. It gives extension to unemployment, gives the actual federal unemployment boost of $300 per week, as well as gives money to the tribes and the state and local government. It gives money to foreign aid. It gives money to the arts. It gives money to creating a bridge from the United States into Canada. And it gives a lot more money that is unnecessary spending by my consideration. Well, the week this passed, the senators take that long to pass the bill. And the reason why they took that long to pass the bill is because Mitch McConnell decided to have the Senate clerk read out all 628 pages of the legislation that got passed by the Senate before it got passed by the Senate. And that took 10 plus hours, and this was Mitch McConnell's way of getting revenge on the Democrats for basically using the Reconciliation Act instead of using, letting them do the filibuster. In fact, the Democrats are trying to get rid of the filibuster because they think it's a waste of time when all they really need is one-third of the majority votes in the Senate to pass any bill. Well, suffice to say, on Saturday at 4 a.m. in the morning, the Senate passed the $1.9 trillion stimulus package with a few amendments to it that had to get passed. So Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, the two moderate Democrats, could pass it since those two Democrats actually represent a deep red state for Republicans. And yet, I keep hearing all the Republicans saying that how all this money is going to poorly funded Democratic states, when the proven fact is that it is the Democratic states that are actually funding the Republican states, because the Republican states don't know how to handle their money that well. And if you don't believe me on this one, check it out. There's links all over the internet to find this out. But the Republicans always keep wanting to pass $500 billion stimulus package that would do nothing for the economy, which would do nothing for the people. And even they wanted to pass a $600 billion stimulus package over the $1.9 trillion stimulus package, which got denied. We had a, what was it? I think it was a Republican senator who said to get rid of all the unnecessary spending and give everyone a $10,000 stimulus check. That did not pass. We have 10 Democratic senators going to President Biden, asking him to make it so the stimulus checks are a recurring thing. So they happen every month. I have not heard any news about that either. But suffice to say, now the bill is in the House. And the House has to go and pass this bill yet all over again before it can go on to President Biden's desk and have him sign it into law. But so far to date, we know that we will be getting $1,400 stimulus checks out to every people that no one deserves it. And the income limitations are still the same. 75,000 for single filers, 150,000 for joint filers, and once you reach, I think, 100,000 or 80,000, one of the two, I'm not sure which, you will get nothing as far as the stimulus check goes. We're starting to phase it out, so it goes out to more targeted people who need it, and not the people that are making $100,000 or more individual or $200,000 or more for joint filers. This is just my current update of everything that's going on. So, like I said, the stimulus package passes Senate by a vote of 50 Democrats to 49 Republicans. The 50th Republican wasn't able to vote because basically he had a family emergency. So basically, even if he did, the Democrats still would have passed it because the Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris would have passed that one as her vote would be the tiebreaker. But this is all I currently have for you guys right now for Stimulus and Politics. And I'll broadcast again to you when I have more information come available to my desk. Until then, have a wonderful night. Bye.